As you've been hearing, the National Public Health Emergency Team is meeting this afternoon and is widely expected to recommend to government an easing of some COVID restrictions, possibly as early as next week. Latest figures show a further reduction in patients in hospital with the virus, down 15 today to 896. Further clarification is also expected today on who'll be eligible to receive the once-off €1,000 tax-free payment announced yesterday. During leaders' questions in the Dáil this lunchtime, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin said there remains ambiguity around which health workers will receive the bonus. The Tánaiste Leo Varadkar said the payment will be made to those who were definitely exposed to COVID.
There will be further information today. That'll be in relation to the criteria and those who are covered and those who are not by the payment. But like I say, I can confirm that agency workers in public hospitals, agency workers who are contracted or seconded to the HSE, if that makes sense, are a public body, will be covered. We don't have the membership or the terms of reference of the panel finalised yet, but that will be done in the near future. When will the payment be made? It's our objective to have it paid in February or March. There is an issue around legislation. This does require primary legislation.
Leo Varadkar speaking in the Dáil a little while ago. Let's talk to our political correspondent now, Paul Cunningham, who joins us from Leinster House. Paul, this question of who will and who won't receive the bonus payment, it's not going to be sorted out for maybe some days or even weeks yet.
No, at the same time, Leo Varadkar, the Tánaiste, did give us some extra information when it came to the question of carers. He made this delineation between family carers, so an individual looking after a family member in their home, and then HSE carers. These would be people who would be moving in and out multiple homes, possibly on the same day, and I guess therefore open to a higher level of risk. So it seems that HSE contracted carers would be in the mix. They would be receiving the payment, whereas family carers wouldn't. That's what we took from what he said. But as you mentioned, there is a panel. The panel is going to assess whether people should be, or groups of people should be added on to the list. But we don't yet know who's on the panel, what their criteria are, and how quickly they'll decide.
Now, we also know that NPHET is meeting today to consider its recommendations in relation to what's expected to be an easing of COVID restrictions. And that is very much the expectation, I think, in government, that there will be moves now to unwind some of the restrictions, perhaps even in the next number of days.
I think so, Brian. The mood here in Leinster House is becoming more optimistic that things, restrictions can be lifted maybe more quickly than we had expected. At the beginning of the week, it seemed as if there were going to be restrictions lifted on hospitality from next week. In other words, the curfew of 8 p.m. would go up to midnight. Then after that, we would have an increase in sports attendances by the end of the month. And then after that, possibly by the end of March, you would have the COVID pass for domestic purposes being discontinued. But even that timetable seems now possibly that things could happen even more quickly than that. That's the mood here, is that there has to be some form of medical rationale for maintaining them. And once that rationale is gone, then the restrictions should go.
And something else Tánaiste Leo Varadkar was saying in the Dáil this lunchtime, that as these guidelines are updated, it'll apply not just to how children and teachers interact, for example, in schools, but also the guidelines, particularly, I suppose, in relation to mask wearing and social distancing in workplaces.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It was sort of quite a wide-ranging leader's questions today. And basically he said that the Cabinet expects to be able to ease restrictions, which will allow an update of guidelines, not just in relation to schools, but also in relation to workplaces. And he said, we would intend to do that. So once again, that's feeding into that sense, which is that this particular variant of COVID-19 has proven not to be as terrible as people suspected. The hospitalisation numbers are down. On that basis, the government needs to move, because there has to be that correlation between public health advice and the actions that the government takes. And so therefore, if it is the view of NPHET that we're moving into a more benign phase at the moment, then the government needs to keep up with that. So once again, we have a sense, and that's all it is, a sense that things maybe are going to move more quickly than we had been expecting.
Well, we will know more tomorrow, perhaps even later today. For the moment, Paul Cunningham, thank you for that.